every day, people around the country use social media like Twitter to share news stories about Jane Doe's case and to ask for signatures on a change.org petition. It urges state officials to move the teen from York Correctional Institution, where she's been since early April, when a judge approved a rare transfer of custody from DCF to the Department of Correction. Robin McCalin is director of True Colors, an advocacy group for LGBT youth. She's involved in discussions to find a suitable place for the teen.
So we're working directly with DCF and with some of the other care providers, but mostly with her guardian ad litem to identify potential foster homes.
McCalin says Jane Doe hasn't succeeded in residential facilities because of the trauma she's experienced in her life. DCF has said the teen, who has an extensive history of physical and sexual abuse, is too violent to remain in its custody. The latest incident was in January, when she was removed from a Massachusetts residential home after fighting with staff. McCalin says some foster families have said they want to take care of the girl, including two in Connecticut.
Even if we identify a family today, it's going to take a little bit of time to get them trained, and they've got to meet Jane, so that it probably will be a month or more before she's out of York.
Right now, the teen is living in a single housing unit that's apart from the prison's main building and the inmate population. McCalin says, despite the circumstances, the teen is doing all right.
She talks about the ways in which she's, you know, sort of managing her own internal stress, and she knows that there's a lot of people that really are working in her best interest.
While advocates work to find a home for her, Jane Doe is being represented in both federal and state courts. Connecticut is being sued for violating the teen's rights, and there's an appeal of the original court order that sent the juvenile to the adult prison. Lucy Nalpathanchil, WMPR News.